Without any further ado, let's bring him out here and put him to work. Give a warm welcome to Tony Norris.
Thank you very much for that nice introduction, and thank you to the Folklore Center for having me back again, the Folklore Preserve. It's always great to be here. This is one of those very nice venues that a performer looks forward to being in because it's so intimate and you got your audience right there where you can keep your eye on them. I always enjoy being here. Hi, Jenny. I'm glad you were able to make it. And thanks to Mike and Lori Rutherford for being our hosts and taking good care of us and putting us up, feeding us well. It's great to be down here from Flagstaff, where we've been suffering greatly from the heat. No, seriously, I think the temperature was supposed to hit 91 on Friday, which is a hot day for Flagstaff. My buddy Paul lives up at the rim of the canyon. He's been up there for many years, and it was just week before last he told me that he went out in the morning and his bird bath was frozen, and that afternoon his thermometer measured 90 degrees in the shade, and that's the kind of range we get up there. But you're doing all right here. It's a pleasant afternoon. I dialed up a little bit of overcast and impending storm for you. And if it all works out like I've got it planned, right at the end of my second set, the skies are going to open up. There will be a few minutes of hail on the tin roof, just like a drum roll, and then the skies are going to open up and you're going to get about a half an inch of hard rain. We'll see. That's what I requested. I thought I'd start you with a little Appalachian tune that I've always loved. This song comes from the traditions of Ireland and Scotland, as so much of Appalachian music did, because a lot of Appalachia was settled by Scots and Irish and English that were transported to the U.S. as indentured servants, people who paid for their fare across the ocean by saying that they would work for 5 years or 7 years for their masters. And then they got over here and they found that they could just kind of wander off when no one was looking. And they went into the wonderful hills of Appalachia and began new lives. So a lot of the music that we have in Appalachia is strongly influenced by Celtic music. And this little tune is about a bird that didn't exist in the New World. It was a European bird, the cuckoo. And they gave it special properties in the New World. And it's probably the most patriotic bird in the U.S. It only hollers on the 4th day of July. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day of July. Gonna build me a log cabin on a mountain so high.
side so I can see my Willie boy as he goes riding by. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day of July. I've played cards in England, and I've played cards in Spain, and I'll bet you $5 that I'll beat you next game. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day of July. Jack a dime, Jack of diamonds, I know you of old. You robbed my poor pocket of my silver and my gold. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, but she never hollers cuckoo till the 4th day of July.